Tonight we celebrate the beautiful feast day of the Assumption of Our Lady into Heaven. We commemorate that day when, at the end of Mary's earthly life, God took Mary, body and soul, into eternal glory. See, Mary was so close to the Lord, being the mother of God, being the mother of our Savior, that God did not allow her body to undergo decay and corruption. He preserved her, and at the end of her life, took her body and soul to heaven. So you and I will have to wait until the second coming of Christ, until the end of the world, to receive our glorified body. Then our glorified body will be reunited to our soul in heaven. Mary, because of her closeness to the Lord, did not have to wait for the second coming to receive her glorified body. So the Assumption is such a beautiful feast day. It's a feast day which shows the holiness that God created in the Blessed Mother in allowing her to become the Mother of the Lord. Now, one of the beautiful titles of Our Lady is the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the New Covenant. And it's such an important title that I think this is one of the best ways to explain to our brothers and sisters of other faiths why we have a feast day such as the Assumption of Our Lady. Because when you can show how much the people of the Old Testament respected and revered the Ark of the Covenant, we can then show why we honor and respect Mary, because she is the Ark of the New Covenant, because she contained within her womb, for 9 months, the eternal Son of God. So Mary became the living, walking tabernacle of God, the living Ark of the Covenant. Now, the Ark of the Covenant in the Old Testament was one of the most really amazing archaeological treasures. In fact, Hollywood has even reminded us of this in the movie The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston. You'll see the Ark of the Covenant with Harrison Ford and Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark, right? And some of you have seen that. So Hollywood is still fascinated by this Ark of the Covenant. What exactly was the Ark of the Covenant? Because once we understand that, then you can show how Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant. And there are so many parallels between the two. Now, in the Old Testament, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments on the stone tablets. Well, the chosen people had to put them somewhere. And so they were told by God to make a sort of a box or an ark, which was about 4 feet long, about 3 feet wide, and about 3 feet high. If you want to see an exact replica of the Ark, go to the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. Go into the Blessed Sacrament Chapel, and their tabernacle is shaped just like the Ark of the Covenant. So you can actually see what the Ark was, the same dimensions. It's very fascinating. Now, God told Moses to make it out of the best materials, out of the most precious wood available, and out of pure gold. It had to be lined gold on the inside and gold on the outside. Then over the ark were two angels that were facing each other with very tall wings, and they were showing reverence and respect to the Holy of Holies, to the presence of the Lord that dwelt within the ark. And it always was said that the very presence of God dwelt within the ark. Now, there were three things that were kept in the Ark of the Covenant. The first one was the Ten Commandments themselves, the stone tablets. They were kept in the ark. The second thing was a jar of manna. The chosen people had saved some of the manna from the desert, and they kept that as a reminder how God had fed them throughout those 40 years with the manna. The third thing that was kept was part of the rod used by Aaron, the brother of Moses. Aaron was the priest. We get the Levite tribe stemming from Aaron. Now, what's so fascinating also is that the Ark of the Covenant had to be carried around with the chosen people during their travels. And so God had four rings put on the outside, two on one side, two on the other, and they would slip a long pole, a gold pole, through that, and they could then carry it in procession. And this was carried by Joshua when he had the battle with the city of Jericho, and it says they carried the ark around the city for 7 times, and then eventually the walls of Jericho fell. You might also remember that there was often a cloud. The Holy Spirit would hover over the Ark of the Covenant, which is also very interesting when you get to see Our Lady at the Annunciation. She's overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. It's also interesting that when the Ark of the Covenant was brought into King David's presence, David was so filled with joy that he began to leap and dance before the Ark of the Covenant. The same thing happens when Mary visits Elizabeth, and she stays 3 months with Elizabeth. As soon as she got to Ankarim, where Elizabeth lived, it says, John the Baptist leapt for joy in his mother's womb. The same word is used in the Old Testament for David leaping and dancing, and for John leaping in his mother's womb. So the parallels are so beautiful when you see that. The Annunciation, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary. She became the Ark of the New Covenant. Then she goes into the presence of this John the Baptist. He leaps for joy just as David had done 1,000 years before. It's also fascinating that the fact that Mary contained Jesus within her womb, Jesus is the fulfillment of those 3 items that were kept inside the ark. We know the manna in the desert foreshadowed the fact that Jesus would be the Eucharist, the bread of life. We have the 10 commandments reminding us that Christ is the new lawgiver. He says, I've not come to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law. And Jesus came to expand upon the law and to teach the Beatitudes. And he was the true lawgiver, the true covenant between us and the Father. And then Aaron's rod represented Aaron's priesthood and the teaching authority of the priest. And Christ is, of course, the true priest. He is the one and only priest, the mediator between us and the Father. And so Mary was the living ark of Jesus, and the Lord dwelt within her for 9 months. And just as the ark was made of purest wood and purest gold, so Mary would be purest flesh. God created her immaculately conceived, never allowing sin to touch her sacred body, because she would be the vessel, the tabernacle for the Lord. Now, it all comes together. If all throughout the Bible, you'll have this theme of the Ark of the Covenant, beginning in Exodus and going through Samuel and going through the New Testament. The last book of the Bible is the book of Revelation. And that first reading we read today, 2 sentences are so important. This is written by John the Apostle about the year 90 or 100 AD, after the Blessed Mother had been taken up into heaven. What does he say? God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of the Covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. He goes on to talk about how this woman gave birth to the Son who would rule the nations. We all accept that that is the Lord. Therefore, the woman clothed with the Son would be our Blessed Mother, whom John connects with the Ark of the Covenant. So it makes sense that Mary, because Jesus is the covenant between us and the Father, he even said that at the Last Supper, I give you the cup of my, this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. So the blood of Christ is the covenant between us and the Father. He shed his blood for our salvation. Well, Mary must then be the Ark of the New Covenant. Now, just as they had respect and reverence for the Ark in the Old Testament, so we have respect and reverence for Mary. They did not worship the Ark. They worshiped God. We do not worship Mary. We worship the Son of God, Jesus, within her womb. But they respected and revered the Ark of the Covenant, so we honor and respect Mary, the Mother of the Lord, and our spiritual mother as well. And God would not allow this Ark of the Covenant, the Blessed Mother, to allow her body to undergo decay or corruption, because she had given birth to the Lord. Now, in the Old Testament, they don't know what happened to the Ark of the Covenant. Indiana Jones is still looking for it, I do believe, because what happened was in the year 587 BC, the Babylonians came in, they destroyed the temple, and the Ark disappeared. They don't know. Maybe it'll be discovered one time. We don't know. But that Ark disappeared in 587 BC. But that was just a prefigurement of the Blessed Mother. And after the end of her life, she was taken up into heaven, body and soul. And that's what we celebrate today. Mary, the Ark of the Covenant, was preserved, and her body is now in heaven with her soul. And so we celebrate tonight this beautiful feast day of her Assumption. And don't forget, when you're questioned about it from your friends from other denominations, other religions, go through the scriptures and begin with the Ark of the Covenant and show how Mary is the fulfillment of the Ark of the Covenant. God bless you.